It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. We know more this morning about a handful of tapes showing CIA interrogations. It's been years since the CIA said it destroyed tapes of suspects questioned after 9/11, but a few of those interrogation tapes apparently survived. This morning, the Associated Press is reporting more about what the tapes show and how they escaped destruction. Matt Apuzzo of the Associated Press is in our studio. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
So what do the tapes show? Have you seen them?
Well, I haven't seen them. They're obviously pretty closely held. From our reporting, it appears these tapes are different from the tapes you referred to that show waterboarding and other harsh interrogation tactics. They show 9/11 plotter Ramzi Ben El-Sheib being interrogated in a secret prison in Morocco. Doesn't appear to be those kind of harsh tactics. Very sensitive interrogations and, very interesting that they survived.
Why weren't they destroyed?
Sort of unclear. I think that at the time that they were destroying the tapes in Thailand, the waterboarding tapes, they didn't really know that these tapes had even been made in Morocco and shipped to Langley and sort of stuffed under a desk somewhere.
So somebody just pulled out a box under a desk and, hello, tapes.
That's absolutely what happened in late 2007. A staffer in Langley at the CIA's headquarters pulled a box out underneath a desk at the Counterterrorism Center. And in there were two videotapes and audio tape of Ramzi Ben El-Sheib.
What was Ramzi Ben El-Sheib accused of in the 9/11 plot?
He's an admitted 9/11 facilitator. He's one of several people who have been dubbed the so-called 20th hijacker. He tried to get into the United States. He tried to get a visa to participate in 9/11. Was unsuccessful in that, but has had numerous sort of facilitative roles in the Al-Qaeda network. I mean, when he was captured, he was actually in charge of guarding Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's children.
Now, he was interrogated on these tapes at a secret site in Morocco by Moroccans. Who was really running the show there?
I mean, that's a great question. When we first sort of started to hear in late 2007 that these tapes existed, but we didn't know who they were, the CIA downplayed it, saying, well, they're not our tapes, they're not our guy, it's not our prison, it's not our program. Which I guess is sort of technically, legally true. The CIA ran this, the CIA's use this Moroccan facility at sort of arm's length. Morocco ran the site. Morocco did the interrogations, but, I mean, the CIA decided who got to go there, what questions got asked. They directed the interrogations. They paid for the facility to be upgraded. So it's sort of like, well, it's not our prisoner. It's not our site. Well, that's not totally true, but it's also, on the books, on paper, legally true.
How does this affect Ramzi Ben El-Sheib's the case against him?
Everything's up in the air right now. President Obama is looking at what are we going to do with all of these, Guantanamo Bay detainees. Ramzi may get a military commission. He may get a civilian trial. These tapes are certainly going to be relevant as to whether Ramzi is competent to stand trial because he has all these sort of underlying mental illnesses.
Matt Apuzzo is with the Associated Press. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.